Jasper. A raging wildfire has reached the community of Jasper, burning down many buildings in its destructive path. All first responders have been pulled from Jasper National Park and sent to Hinton as the out-of-control fire moving from the south reached the outskirts of the townsite just before 6 p.m., driven by strong wind gusts from the south and southeast. Firefighters had remained in town and are combating spot fires and maintaining sprinkler lines. A photo circulating on social media shows the Malign Lodge at the southern entrance to town burning to the ground. The fire has also reached the grounds of the iconic Jasper Park Lodge. If you have not yet evacuated town, you must leave now, states a public notice from Parks Canada Incident Commander Katie Ellsworth and Municipality of Jasper Incident Commander Christine Naden. This is for your own safety and to allow these critical operations to protect the town of Jasper to continue unimpeded. In an update provided by Parks Canada around 10 p.m., the agency said, significant loss has occurred within the townsite. Structural firefighters continue to work to save as many structures as possible and to protect critical infrastructure. Many more structural firefighters are en route to provide assistance, states the federal agency. Our focus continues to be on saving as many structures as possible. Unfortunately, we can't report on the extent of damage to specific locations or neighborhoods at this time. At about 8:30 p.m., Parks Canada determined the air quality had become so bad that wildland firefighters and others without self-contained breathing apparatuses had to be evacuated to Hinton. Structural firefighters remain in town and are working to save as many structures as possible and to protect critical infrastructure, including the wastewater treatment plant, communications facilities, the Trans Mountain Pipeline and others, states Parks Canada. Many additional structural protection resources are en route. Officials with the Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge confirmed the blaze had reached the lodge's grounds. However, we are unclear on the extent of damage, said Anastasia Martin Stillwell, Regional Director of Public Relations for Fairmont. At this time, we know that parts of the resort remain untouched. We are monitoring the situation remotely and will provide more information as it becomes available. Martin Stillwell said they are devastated by the situation that Jasper and Alberta community members are facing. We are extremely thankful that all of our colleagues and guests have been safely evacuated. We hope the same for all others in the area, she said. The dedication of our first responders and those coming to our aid cannot fully be expressed. We are all sending wishes of safety and strength. Earlier in the evening, Ellsworth and Naden said 10 to 20 millimeters of rain is forecast in the next 24 hours, beginning later Wednesday night. If the area receives rain, it will help reduce fire activity, they say. Earlier this afternoon, efforts by helicopters to dump water to suppress the raging fire that has burned more than 10,800 hectares proved unsuccessful in difficult conditions. In addition, Ellsworth and Naden said large-scale fire guards could not be bulldozed in time before the heavy equipment operators needed to be pulled off the front line for safety. Water bombers from Alberta were unable to assist due to dangerous flying conditions, they said. An ignition specialist also arrived in Jasper. The goal was to use fire as a tool to bring the out-of-control blaze to large holding features like Highway 16 and the Athabasca River, considered one of the last tactics to protect the community. Unfortunately, unfavorable conditions prevented this, said Ellsworth and Naden. Due to the significant fire activity and forecasted strong winds, first responders are being relocated to Hinton. Firefighting personnel, aircraft and a small number of incident command staff will remain in the town of Jasper and continue efforts to protect the National Park town, home to roughly 5,000 residents. Officials say the decision to pull first responders has not been made lightly. First responders dedicate their lives to the protection of people and communities, said Ellsworth and Naden. Given the intensity of fire behavior being observed, the decision has been made to limit the number of responders exposed to this risk, they added. Our hearts go out to all of the affected community members, their families and their friends, many of which include our local first responders. Earlier today, the fire from the south was estimated to be 10,800 hectares, having grown overnight. A 270-hectare fire 5 kilometers north of the mountain town is also still classified as out of control, but earlier today was reported having not grown since Tuesday. Up until tonight, about 260 firefighters, 2 water tankers, 1 off-road water supply, 13 fire trucks and 9 aircraft have kept fires from touching the town site. Parks Canada did, however, confirm damage to infrastructure along the Icefields Parkway, otherwise known as Highway 93 North. The extent of the damage in that area there is still being assessed as heavy smoke clears.